Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Melinda with Emboldened Heart here. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today. I am excited to welcome a special guest who's going to be sharing some really fun, very interesting, and powerful information with us. And it's the first time I've had an opportunity to interview Tony Burrows online and live. Hi, Tony. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Looking forward to
good.
This next time we spend together.
Yes, me too. Before we begin, I wanted to share a little bit of information with all of you listeners about Tony. I am really excited to be able to have him here and present his work and thoughts. And I'm fortunate enough to live in the same community that he now does, in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas, land of crystals and hot springs and beautiful lakes and mountains in the Ouachita Mountains of Arkansas. And I was super excited to hear that Tony had moved here and was so anxious to meet him and kind of get familiar with his work. And that's what we're going to be sharing with you today. Tony is he's become a world-renowned storyteller whose stories and parables are collected from his lifelong experiences in the world's largest international intention community. It's called the Intenders of the Highest Good. And Tony has written 12 books. He has traveled all over the world and shared this amazing information about the power and energy of intention. And he has really, at this point, I think, initiated hundreds, maybe thousands of intention circles all over the world. So you're in for a treat, everyone. It's going to be fun, and we're going to cover some really important, current, and I think timely things. Tony, I know you have just really done something pretty cool for the new year. You wrote some declarations for now and forevermore that I think were so on target, and I got so excited about it. Would you share a little bit about that with us and maybe and I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, just maybe a few of the thoughts that are in the intention statement.
I'm in a place where I don't have the statement in front of me, so I'm sort of going in the dark. But let's just talk about now and forevermore and what's going on in the times we're living. And one of the things we're seeing now is that, things may be discordant all around us, and we don't know what's going on. And it's for us who are the light workers of our time and who really want to grow and evolve to remain steadfast and focused and centered and balanced and basically happy regardless of whatever is going on around us. Because all of these dramas are going on the planet at this time, and yet they're external of us, and it's for us to inside be happy and to be joyful and to experience our highest fulfillment. And the way we want to go about doing that is to ask for it. I know my guidance early on in life told me that there's to emblazon three little letters upon my consciousness, A-S-K, just ask,
and you will receive.
And my guidance also told me that, there may be times when you don't have money or you don't have this or that or the things that you've been accustomed to having. And yet you always have your intentions. You always have the ability to manifest whatever it is you really want in life by intending it. And so part of the name of the game of having a body here on planet Earth at this time is to get proficient at manifesting and not just dabble with it, but get good at getting that which we desire to come to us as easily and effortlessly because that's how we're going to stay in that joyful state. Because indeed, if we do ask and if we do make intentions, then the universe rallies to our side. And before I go any further, I usually say an intention before I start with something like this. So, Melinda, is it all right with you if I just set the course for what's going to happen?
Absolutely, please do.
In our intender circles, that's one of the things we learned, is that setting our course for what is about to proceed, whether it's a project or a meeting with a friend or a radio show like this, that if we set our course, then everything proceeds differently than if we hadn't set our course. So I'm going to make an intention right now. So I intend that for Melinda, for you, and for I, and for all you folks listening out there, that we are all held in the highest light imaginable, and that everything needing to be known is known here this day, and that all of my words and all of our words are clear and precise and uplifting and helpful for each other and fun, and that we are guided, guarded, protected, and connected throughout this entire experience, and that everything we say and do serves the highest good of the universe, ourselves, and everyone everywhere. So be it. And so it is. And so what we found is that, to continue with what I was saying, is that set our course for what is to follow, then everything is different. You know, it's a person who gets up in the morning and says their intentions or their prayers or their affirmations, it doesn't matter which one, they all work, everything comes smoother and easier and more effortlessly for them. Things just fall into place for them because they made those intentions or said those prayers. And as opposed to someone who gets up in the morning and hits the ground, has a cup of coffee, and is off and running, and doesn't set direction for what's going to happen throughout the day, just whatever, whenever will happen for them. And so
true.
We want to begin to get proficient at manifesting, as I said, and one of the things we learned is that in our intention circles is that it's wise for us to line our intentions up with the highest good. In other words, we always say that in order for our intentions to manifest, that they must serve the highest and best good of the universe, ourselves, and everyone everywhere. And that's like we used to call it our world's greatest insurance policy, because we found out that it's really a literal thing, that what you say is what you get in this world. So if you say that the highest good is going to be in effect, then what will happen is that if whatever you're intending is for your highest good, then it will manifest. And if it's not for your highest good, it won't. So
that's
the highest
so important.
Good plays a big part. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important for people to hear. Is because we all know that words have power. They have an energetic signature, and they have a lot of power. And now there is ample evidence, scientific and experiential, that energy follows intention. And so we really are creators, and we really do have the ability to line up our energy with our intentions, of course, for the highest good for ourselves and all others on the planet. And it makes such an enormous difference. And if kids were taught this from the time they were really little, just, you know, oh, by the way, while I'm teaching you how to tie your shoes, here's what you do with your energy and your intentions. Things will start looking a lot differently out there, won't they, Tony?
Absolutely. Intend that day comes soon, when the kids in school are taught about the highest good and taught about setting their course of their day by making their intentions or saying their prayers or affirmations. And you know, we're a society who has become really dependent upon the money. And I one of my teachers, his name was BJ, and BJ was a very interesting fellow. We spent 18 years together back in the hills of Kona, Hawaii, and while he was passing along a body of knowledge to me. And one of the things he said to me one time, Tony, you know the difference between me and you? And I sort of gave him a joking kind of an answer. I said, well, you're taller. And he said, that's not it at all. And I said, well, BJ, what is the difference? And he said, he looked at me and looked through me, and he said, I'm secure. And he didn't say the next three words, which would have been, and you're not. You know, he said, well, yeah, I'm secure. If I need anything, I just manifest it. I just intend it, and it comes to me. He said, you, on the other hand, if you need something to come to you, you have to think about how to get the money, maybe go get a job or take out a loan or borrow the money from somebody or go through and make payments and do all sorts of things, he said. But once you get good at using the laws of manifestation, you won't do that anymore. And that's where our world
is at,
all of what's going on. I'm in Texas right now, as you know, and on the road heading back to Arkansas, and there's an exodus coming out of California. I can just tell you that.
Yes.
We're seeing it.
Yes.
And so all these folks who are being displaced, and all the folks now whose world is being shaken, the place to turn to is not to your old ways of doing things, where you depend upon money and you define your level of security by how much money you have in your wallet or how much money you have in your bank account at any given time. So what's going on is the change that's occurring is where we are redefining our definition of security by how good of a manifester we are.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and that's what...
And that is...
So
that's so important because it takes the power back. It takes the power back,
yes,
into our own being, rather than like relying on all of that out there, people, places, jobs, bank accounts, all of those things, which we're all seeing kind of begin to look a little fuzzy around the edges as we go through all of this change. Yeah,
in some
really
ways,
amazing.
It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's not
we
easy
are being...
sometimes.
No, it certainly is. but it can be done, and it involves us learning to trust at a much deeper level than we've ever had to trust before. And what is it we learn to trust in? Well, first of all, we're learning to trust in this thing called the law of attraction, which says that our thoughts create our future. So whatever it is we're thinking about and talking about, that's what we're creating. That's our world. And so we've been creating a world where we've been dependent upon external forces and the money and other folks and so forth. And now we're, with those things being shaken up a bit, we're being forced to look inside and to turn to our real strength, which is asking and intending and trusting, as I said, in that that the law of attraction will work. That if we make an intention, it will manifest for us. If we're having a thought that is what is going to show itself in our future. And once a person starts to do that, then you begin to look at what you've been thinking about and what you've been talking about to other people, and you realize, well, a whole lot of that stuff I wouldn't want to be manifesting because it just doesn't serve me. It's not going to give me the results I'm looking for. So
right, lots of house
cleaning. Lots of house cleaning, right, Melinda?
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to help each other and remind each other to keep our attention only on positive outcomes, only on keep our thoughts only on the positive, only on the results that'll outcomes that'll give us the results that we're really looking for, that really serve us and our fellow travelers.
Right. I love the way that you have kind of taken this law of attraction and the laws of manifesting, really and evolved it into something beyond what I think it initially showed up as. And I think it's because we're all evolving in our understanding. But when I was first kind of thinking about this, you know, there are laws of the universe, no doubt. The law of attraction is one of them. But I also think the law of grace kind of almost not overrides that, but maybe envelops that. And putting that statement about the highest good for myself, others, and the planet, that actually activates that law of grace in a much more powerful and beautiful way. Now, that's just my interpretation of it. You know, someone else may have a different one. But I think that, you know, we kind of all went through a practice period where we were maybe practicing manifesting stuff, you know, lots of stuff or some stuff. Sometimes we would it would work, sometimes it wouldn't. But it was good because we were practicing, and it helped us to realize, oh, all of this stuff, you know, it's nice, but this isn't really what I'm after. What we're after are qualities of our experience of life. And so it's it's a much higher vibe to intend with the highest good. It just makes, it's like a whole different level, you know. So I really commend you for being able to so succinctly communicate that, because it does really change the way I understand it, and I'm sure it's the way other people are understanding it too. Very different. I mean, we all, you know, we've been doing this stuff for decades or lifetimes, some of it. But I think we've got a beautiful opportunity right now amid all of the kind of chaotic shakeups all around us to really step into trusting our inner being and our ability to create the life and the planet that we would love to live with and in.
Exactly. What it's, what all the chaos is doing is it's causing us to have an unprecedented awakening. And and even more awakenings are going to occur out of each person reaching out for something higher and knowing that there's more to be lived than the mundane life on this planet, that that we can create a paradise on Earth, and we can create a paradise within. And the way we go about doing that and bringing those things into existence is by believing in it and intending it and envisioning it.
Yes, absolutely. It's exciting stuff. It really is. I know that so many people are, even people that haven't kind of been in the new agey arena or camp, are starting to, they're just starting to think about things differently and ask a lot of questions. And you're right, everybody's getting their wake up in their own way.
Yeah, that's you know, people are we're being forged in the fire of experience, basically. And I know I have been, because early on, and when we first started our intenders groups, my guidance told me, he said, Tony, you're going to live by manifesting. You're going to be an example of not taking a job, not taking doing the 9-to-5 and all of that, and the paycheck every week. That you're never going to do that. You're just going to live by making intentions, and because people need to see people who do that. People need to see an example of people who are living by manifesting. So my whole life has been devoted to that, just totally making intentions and trusting that whatever I need, and most of what I want, not all, because of the highest good factor, comes to me. And and I can tell you that so far so good. It's everything has just come, and I live pretty abundantly, And I just make my
Yay.
intentions and line them up with the highest good. And that's what people need to see. They need to see that example. And it's, we, like you said, we've been looking at this law of attraction for years and years, but most people just dabbled in it. They didn't really, they just sort of fiddled around with it. But nowadays, the idea is to get good at it, to get really proficient at manifesting, because that's, by manifesting, I mean working consciously with the law of attraction and realizing that we need to become much more vigilant with what it is, with our what it is we're creating with our everyday thoughts and words.
Exactly. I so agree. And if we don't kind of get that understanding and begin to work with it, you know, we're just kind of leaving ourselves open to sort of be battered by the seas of life, you know,
correct,
for our boat to be just pushed all around and up
yeah.
on the rocks and back out to sea. It just, ooh, it's kind of messy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the trick is to find the eye in the storm, because there's a
mm-hmm.
calm in the center of those storms, and we
yes.
can find the peace of mind and the joy and because, you know, people start out with intending material things, the new cars, new mates,
right.
new jobs, new this and kind of thing. And after they see that happen for a while, then they start to turn more towards the inner qualities of they intend they're more mm-hmm. compassionate, and they intend that they have more peace of mind and more love in their life and so forth, coming from within. And so that's where we're headed, is we're headed to putting less attention on what is going on outside of us and moving toward what's going on inside of us, because the inside of us is where our real world is, for lack of a better way
yeah.
to say it. That's where
yeah.
That's who we are. We find out who we are when we look inside. So all of this having been enamored with attachments and attractiveness and so forth of our outer world, that's sort of being taken away from us, so that we will turn inside. And it really helps if we happen to intend that it's a smooth, graceful, easy transition for us, because I don't know about you, but I like my changes to be gradual, not abrupt.
I am right there with you. Yeah, I've had the other kind, and I don't prefer that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
most people,
so
same way. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. You know, and there's plenty of drama out there. It's up to us to decide how we want to experience our life and who we want to be in the world. So it's a grand and beautiful experiment, and it's also available to absolutely everyone, no matter what's going on right now. It's, you know, just begin to use this. It is a brilliant tool. It is, I think, one of the most exquisite gifts that we can be given as humans, is an understanding of how important our intentions are and how much energy and power we actually can line up with our intentions. So listeners, play with this and give it a try. And I want to mention just a few things that I think all of you would enjoy and benefit from. And these are some of Tony's creations. You can, if you're on the Blog Talk Radio page, you'll see three different links. One takes you to Tony's powerful declaration statement for 2019 and forevermore. It's fantastic. Be sure and check that out. But I also would encourage anyone listening to sign up for the free Intenders messages. You receive a daily message, intention message through your email. They're fantastic. And the link is there. Those are called the Intenders Bridge messages. And then there's also a link for the Vision Alignment Project. Tony, would you share a little bit about what that is, the Vision Alignment Project?
Yes. It's one of the things we realized is that in order to create a better outer world for ourselves, that we need to envision it, and we need to share that vision with others, that we create that world by sharing it. And so what I did was I wrote, let's turn out about 400 of them, visions for our ideal world on every subject you can imagine, from the better treatment of the dolphins to having world peace or incorporating forgiveness into your life. And each one has a different theme, and they're very short, and you just get one every couple days in your email. And there's I was guided to put a big green yes, I align with this stuff, so that when you align with whatever the vision is of that day, that in that moment of alignment, you are actively and consciously contributing to the creation of that vision. And so it's a way for people to make a difference, Melinda. And all they do is hit that big green yes button, and there've been, we're almost at 3 million alignments now. So it's been really. Yep, me too.
Awesome.
Me too.
Awesome. Wow, Tony is a prolific writer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to again just let everyone know that you have written 12 books. And you have a new one. So could I have you share the name of the book and a little bit about it? And again, I encourage anyone, pick up any of Tony's books. They're all really wonderful, but he's got a new one. So Tony, would you share some information with us on it?
Sure. It's called The Highest Good Handbook. And it's just filled with stories. The subtitle is Love, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. And it's the stories are all positive. There's no negative, no going into politics, no going into dramas. It's all just how you can have a happier life by intending it. And so I highly recommend it. And again, it's a very positive, uplifting book. It doesn't go into all the problems going on out in the world. It's just meant to take you into your power and into your joy.
Yes, and it's what I also love about it is it's one of a series of little palm-sized books that Tony has written. So it's really easy to just carry it with you, and I use mine almost like a daily word or a daily message, and it just is so. It's so lovely, and it just helps really to imprint our mind and our heart with these intentions of what we want. And the more you expose yourself to this, the easier it gets, and the more powerful it gets. Right, Tony?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's cumulative.
Yeah.
It's like meditation. The more you do it, the better it works for you.
Practice,
indeed.
Practice. And it's wonderful practice as well. It's really feel-good practice. So do check out all of Tony's works, his books, and his website, and definitely sign up for the free Intenders Bridge Messages and the Vision Alignment Project. It's absolutely worthwhile, and we would invite you to put your energy into all of this. The more people, the more positive change and more enjoyment for us all. Tony, we are really just about out of time, but I wanted to just ask if there's any final little message that you'd like to share with the listeners.
Absolutely. Just something I already said, but I'll just repeat it again. Four little words there, just to emblazon these words into your consciousness, and they are envision only positive outcomes. Envision only positive outcomes. And if you do that, everything in your life will get better.
Perfect. Truer words were never spoken. Thanks so much, Tony. I really appreciate you being here with us today. Happy travels back home. Thanks. Thanks again. And listeners, thanks for being with us. Enjoy your day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye now.